films about conflict won the top prizes at the Toronto Film Festival. That festival ended over the weekend. The People's Choice Award went to Hotel Rwanda about the genocide in that country. The Discovery Award went to Oma, a film about the civil conflict in Northern Ireland. Now, most of the films entered in the competition came from outside the United States. David Darcy reports that a number of them took on America and U.S. actions after the September 11 attacks.
You won't find a foreign filmmaker who's been shaped by American culture more than German director Wim Wenders, who's made such classics as The American Friend and Paris, Texas.
I grew up in post-war Germany, and for me, America was paradise. All the good ideas in life came from there. All the fun things, movies, rock and roll.
The director's new film, Land of Plenty, screened in Toronto. It's about a Vietnam veteran in Los Angeles obsessed with monitoring suspicious foreigners. Wenders, who says he's a practicing Christian, says compassion in America has been displaced by fear after September 11th.
A lot of that paranoia and fear was justified. It was a horrible thing that had happened. But some of it was self-made, I felt, and America didn't need to be so isolated, and it didn't need to sort of take all its values and sort of slowly turn them into their opposite. I mean, you can defend democracy and you can carry it into the world without having to reduce it at home.
3 years ago, the Toronto Film Festival almost closed in mid-event after the September 11th attacks. This year in Toronto, no indictment of the Bush administration stole the show, as Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 did at Cannes. Instead, reflections on America's world post 9/11 ranged from documentaries to dramas, from the literal to the religious to the poetic. British writer-director Sally Potter set out on September 12, 2001, to construct a new world in verse in her film Yes, about an American woman's troubled affair with a Lebanese man.
The seed of the impulse stayed absolutely true, which was the need to create a sympathetic character from the Middle East, a male, and an innocent American, a female. Their attraction to each other and their love affair, and through the love affair, finding a way to listen to and understand and respect each other's differences.
Like it or not, Potter also found that she was filming in America's footprint.
We had found our locations in Beirut to shoot, and everything was chosen and set up. War broke out just as we started to shoot. We became uninsurable. So we had to immediately improvise a way of making the scenes in Beirut, in fact, shooting them in Cuba. Then there was a decree came out by the current American administration which made it impossible for Joan Allen to go to Cuba. So we had to shoot her parts of the Cuban scenes in the Dominican Republic. But in a way, what it did do was focus our minds wonderfully to say, look, this theme which was developed, you know, when I'd first started writing has become even more necessary. We knew what we were trying to do, the contribution we were trying to make, however small, to bring some kind of hope and humanity into this kind of global nightmare.
Americans at war, seen from a vantage point outside the U.S., are the subject of the documentary Gunner Palace by Berlin-based Michael Tucker and his German wife Petra Epperlein. The film draws on months with the young soldiers of an army artillery unit in Baghdad.
You sit on your couch and you watch the TV and you go to your 9-to-5 job and you complain about the pizza being late. There's no way you're going to know how we live here. Someone being sympathetic to this, I don't even know if I'd be sympathetic if I was in the army. After you watch this, you're going to go get your popcorn out of the microwave and talk about what I say. And you'll forget me by the end of this. Forget all of it. Only people who remember this is us.
Director Michael Tucker, who's lived outside the U.S. for 9 years, says his film, which is filled with critical comments by soldiers, is anything but anti-American.
In Germany, someone made a comment to us, you know, how can you make a film like this after Abu Ghraib? A German television producer, and we said, well, how can you not make a film like this? I mean, we need to humanize the situation. I mean, the soldiers are people too. We need to show what the soldiers, you know, how they're reacting to this and how their views are maturing the longer they stay there.
Other films in Toronto showed war as America's allies are fighting it.
Kill him or you both die. Mickey!
In Brothers, a Danish officer whose helicopter is shot down in Afghanistan is rescued by Americans, but not before his captors force him to kill a fellow prisoner. Suzanne Beer is the film's Danish director.
It might be pro-West, but I have a hard time excusing terrorism. I must admit to that. this happened to be a acute scenario. This happened to be something which is happening right now and is used as such. My goal is not to have a position in the actual war. My goal is to discuss what war does to you.
On the screen, war also leads to satire. Child Star, written and directed by Canadian Don McKellar, has the agents for a child actor trying to concoct a vehicle for their client in which he saves his father, the president, from terrorist kidnappers.
Kid comes back to the White House, finds out terrorists have taken Air Force One.
What kind of terrorists?
European. European terrorists.
Are they funny terrorists?
No, they're scary. They're terrorists. The script is respectful of that. They do have their quirky side.
If the comedy about a Hollywood film shot in Canada sounds like a political allegory, it is, says McKellar.
It's called The First Son, the film within a film, and it's about an American president who is kidnapped by terrorists, and his son, his 12-year-old son, has to take over the office and run the country and save his dad. It's all about saving the dad. You get it?
There's likely to be more satire from abroad, says Don McKellar. Writer-director Sally Potter says that as filmmakers continue to look at America and at terrorism, there's likely to be more of everything on the screen.
The war zone has come into all of our lives, hearts and souls. Terrorism has taken the war, you know, off the battlefield and into anywhere at all, and at any surprising moment. So I think, in effect, civilians have become soldiers, whether they like it or not. It's the air that we're breathing, and that's why we have to look at it, we have to unravel it, we have to stop it.
Sally Potter's film, Yes, which showed at the Toronto International Film Festival, has no American release date at this time. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy.